Welcome to Talking Book Publishing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talking Book Publishing. I'm Kathleen Kaiser, along with my co-host, Adana Moriarty. And today we're going to talk about a subject I think a lot of you are curious about but don't really understand, and that's ebook promotions, how they can help you, how you go about doing them, what's available, and sort of the intricate parts of what it takes to put them together. So, Adana, why don't you sort of give everyone a definition of what ebook promotions really is?
So, ebook promotions are a way to take your book that you have created and promote them out into the world. There are several services that you can pay for, and they have big reading lists, people that are looking for deals that take that ebook and put it out there into the world. And those people get the email list and they can go through it and pick the books that they want. To me, it's a sort of cheaper way to promote. And I mean, the ebook market is huge. I was just looking at stats from 2022 and 2023 and what it actually means to sell your ebook. And that market is very large.
Yeah, and one of the main things about doing ebook promotions, which means you're really selling your ebook at a discount, is that there's no other costs involved. There's no like printing costs or anything else like that. You get your 70% or whatever your percentage is with Amazon. And many of the ebook promotion companies use Barnes and Noble and go system wide. Now that everything, you know, Amazon finally gave up on Mobi and has gone to EPUB as the format, you know, it's system wide. You have one ebook and it can go on every single platform. And what it really does is start building buyer awareness and reader awareness. And to me, one of the most important parts of that, and what I like to tell like our clients, is that this is how you start building your name in the algorithms on Amazon and start getting traffic. Because if people might click through, they may not buy it, but they've clicked through to your site. That's driving the algorithms. People are visiting your site to see if they want to buy the book or to download it. And then what they do is most of these sites have it that people that have downloaded it at a discounted price many times will leave good reviews, and that starts upping your reviews. And once your reviews hit certain plateaus or, you know, milestones, then Amazon starts promoting your book more itself. And that's like a natural sales cycle happening.
Right. I just want to throw out some stats on that, just talking about platforms a little bit. 72% of ebook readers read on Kindle as of today in 2023. 10% read on Barnes and Noble Nook. 18% of that is all apps for digital reading, which there are a number out there and people have created their own to, you know, try to, I guess, compete with Amazon, which is it's a hard market to compete with because Amazon was kind of the pioneer in digital reading.
Absolutely. And if you are a self-published author or on a small press, Amazon is probably one of your primary outlets. So the more you can get yourself acknowledged and building the algorithms, recognizing your name and your book's name, the higher you go up in the algorithms. And then Amazon starts doing it. I know you all see, like, when you look at the Amazon page, and there's that whole list of, and it says sponsored ads of books you may also like. But the second row is usually books that other readers have read that you would like also. Then those aren't sponsored. Those are the one Amazon have selected because your book has been getting attention through these ebook promotions. And it's, you know, it's 99 cents, $1.99. And I like with Adana and I work with clients, we have it go that the first 5 days, we have it as a free download, because that really gets it up there. And within 2 weeks, you start getting a bunch of reviews. And the more 4 and 5 star reviews you have, the more Amazon starts promoting you. And that's like free advertising, because they're doing it because they're making money off of it too. And since it's all in the algorithms, it isn't like they have some person there is trying to figure out what to do. It's just automatically happening.
Right, right. And with that 5-day free thing, the only caveat to that that I think is kind of a bummer, as the author, you have to enroll your book in Kindle Unlimited, which is a 90-day program.
It's exclusive.
It's exclusive. So you can't be on any other platform with your ebook, Barnes and Noble or Kobo. You know, whatever else is out there, you can only be enrolled on Kindle for that 90-day period to access that 5-day free. But being in that 5-day free category, you really have an opportunity to promote and get your book out there and have it be, you know, accessible to everybody and get those numbers up in your categories to hopefully a bestseller status.
Yeah. And a lot of that has to do with the categories you're in. That's right. Where the Amazon categories are so important that you select, but they're also just selecting ones that when people Google, you know, like search on Amazon for certain terms somewhere because of the first 140 words, I think it is, of your description, that has to have a lot of different keywords in it, not just the ones you've selected, but other keywords, then Amazon starts throwing your book out as a suggestion.
Right. Right. And the more downloads you get and the more reviews you get and all of those things help Amazon figure out that people are interested in your book or could be interested in your book or will be interested in your book. It also helps with print sales. I mean, you know, if you run an ebook promotion and you have a beautiful cover, it leads people to your Amazon page and then they buy your print book instead. That happens a lot because if you have a really dynamic looking book, people want that physical copy.
Right. And one of the most important things is writing that description of your book. A lot of people just put what they have on the back cover of their book. That's not it. You have to write a very specific description. And it's usually that first 140 words that talk about the topics and what's going on. You know, it's so very, very important. Because that's where Amazon is pulling all of the algorithm information from. And readers have now been attuned that they want to see when they glance at that description, oh, this is covering topics I like. You just don't say it's a mystery. You say it's a legal thriller or it's a private detective. You use, you know, specific terms. A lot of people, I find their descriptions are too generalized.
Yeah. And I mean, pulling the back cover is also, I mean, they have different purposes. So, you know, the back cover is something that in a bookstore, somebody pulls out and reads it. But on Amazon, if you go to Amazon or Barnes and Noble or, you know, bookshop.org, whatever, usually you can only see part of the description at first and you have to say read more for the rest of it to drop down. So if that first couple of sentences isn't a grabber, people are going to move along.
Right. Your cover may have attracted them and that took them to your page. But then if your description is blah, you know, or starts meandering around or something, and for God's sake, please never put anything about yourself in the description of the book. It's such a, you know, unless it's a memoir to talk about what it is, but you still don't start with that. You start with about the story and what's exciting with the story. And that really gets it going. It's also a thing that when you're doing the, now there's several hundred ebook promotion companies like BookBud, which is, as far as I'm concerned, priced themselves out of most people's marketplace because they have like 14 million readers, but they're all broken out by category. But it used to be for $500, you could get, you know, get to 8 or 10 million readers. Now it's up closer to 2,000.
And that's only for self and indie published. If you're traditionally published in any way, it's even more.
Oh, yeah. Very, very high. And they've I think, to a lot of people, have priced themselves out of the market. So there's secondary sites like Book Gorilla and Kindle Nation and some of the other ones. But the best way to find out if you want to do this on your own is to just Google ebook promoters and see what, or ebook promotions and see what companies come up. There's lists available that you can get. I know Kindlepreneur has like the top 127 or something like that. And
well, he also has a VIP top 10 list that if you sign up for his newsletter, you can download it.
Yeah. And his newsletter's free. He's really, if you want to work Kindle, he's probably somebody's newsletter you should be signing up for. It's Kindlepreneur.com. His name is Dave Chasen and he's wonderful. We interviewed him.
Yeah, we have a podcast ago with him in the first season.
Yeah.
I'd have to look up what number that was, but it was like mid first season. His whole entire site is very good because he is constantly staying up with how things change and what's new. So everything on his site is pretty fresh, especially when it comes to Kindle specifically. I think his site is a great place if you're doing this on your own to kind of go and soak in some extra information. He has YouTube videos and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and he's very passionate about Kindle. He's made this his whole life, I think. and he's really good at it. He's a good guy. He's trying to help people. And those are the kind of people I like working with. And all of the resources that we've found with him have been really good. So part of what you may want to know, well, what are we talking about price-wise? What kind of costs? Now, there are some free. And of course, you want to find the ones that do your genre. Not every ebook promotion does every genre. So you have to be sure you're going to the right genre because they just won't do you. But there's some free ones that are very good. I look at the ones that always have about 500,000 or more emails that they send to, because then if you're going to be buying something 750 to a million and, you know, doing it. But Adana, what would you say would be a good budget to start with?
I think that if you have $250 to spend, you can put together a good campaign. It doesn't have to be more than that. I think, you know, there's some that are expensive, like the Kindle Nation Daily that you suggested is on average about $120 for a campaign. Usually that includes a Book Gorilla slide over with their packages. So you're getting two for one, but you know, there are lots of them that are $25. The Fussy Librarian is $25. If you're priced free or at 99 cents, you have a bigger option for that. So I think that you have to also decide what your goal is here. Are you trying to get as much exposure as you want, or are you trying to make a lot of money? Because ebook promotion, in my mind, is really a way to get your book out for exposure, more so than, you know, making $1 million off of selling 99 cent copies of your book.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's also to start getting more, you know, building up, people are aware of you, your book starts popping up, because the other system that the algorithms work by is the 4 and 5 star reviews. how many 4 and 5 star reviews. And at different points, Amazon starts kicking in, doing different things to help promote you as those number of reviews work, because those reviews are so important. And actually, you know, editorial reviews are important, but a lot of people just want to see what other readers said.
Well, and a lot of these ebook promoter vendors, if you don't have a certain number of reviews from readers, you can't even promote your book through them. Mm-hmm. The more expensive ones usually have you have to have at least 10 4-star reviews. And your book has to be priced at $2.99 or below. Like, you know, they have some restrictions on them. You can't just keep your book. I mean, I've seen Kindles priced at $15.99 as a self-published author. And I mean, you're never going to sell a Kindle copy anyway, like that, even not as a promotion, because that's expensive. I won't buy them at that price. Even well-known best-selling authors, I don't buy them at that price.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of that is just because the publishers, they really don't get tracked, you know, like BookScan, which is what really big with publishing, traditional publishers, they don't track ebook sales. So you don't get on the New York Times bestseller list or the USA Today bestseller list with ebook sales. But if you're an independent and you're just trying to sell books and develop a following, especially if you're writing a series, it's fabulous when you're writing a series. Say you've written one book and you've put it up, it's done okay, or it's just sort of sat there, but you've got a second book in the series ready to go. This is the time that you can go back and I would say analyze your description of your book, what you have, look how you've worked with your keywords and your categories. And like the month before the new book comes out, do ebook promotions on the old book, because that starts churning your name up in the lists and you start getting more recognition. The algorithms start picking you up. And then when you launch your new book, if you do the first 5 days free, that's when you can really hit a home run.
And I just want to kind of jump in here and talk about how big the ebook market actually is, just so people understand that even at $2.99, what you could actually be a part of financially, which is as of the end of 2022, globally, the ebook sales are just shy of $20 billion at $19.95 billion. The trend for 2023 goes down a little bit to 14 something billion, and 5.32 billion of that is US sales alone. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there is money in the ebook market if you can figure out how to get a chunk of that, right? I mean, and that is only a third of readership. 75% of adults read last year in 2022, 32% of that was print only, 33% is both. So, I mean, a third of that market of selling a book is ebooks. So, you know, I think the question that I get asked the most is any of this worth it when it comes to an ebook? And it absolutely is. You just have to be smart about it.
Yeah, very smart about it. Somebody who's been really great that way is Patricia Fry, who is part of the Writers and Publishers Network. She's on the board. She's the past president. And she's been writing these cozy mysteries, the Klepto Cat series, and now she has the Calico Cat mysteries. And Patricia is selling about 5,000 ebooks a month. Now, she has a number of books, but she's developed a following over the years that everybody's just waiting for the next book to come out.
And the cozy mystery genre is an ebook genre, because you can download your book and read it on a flight. You can download your book, and while your kids are doing a swimming lesson, you can read a book. I mean, the cozy mystery genre specifically is probably almost exclusively at this point as an ebook. I was looking up also you know, categories of what sells the best and who they sell to for ebooks. And it's women, mm-hmm. if anybody was wondering, but women also make up the majority of print sales. So women just read more than men do. And then it goes romance, crime, mystery, sci-fi, fantasy, and horror are the top selling regular genre of books. So if you write any of those and you don't put your book out into ebook world, like, you are totally losing sales.
Yeah, this whole thing about having to keep hold on to a book, it's a brave new world out there, and you've got to adapt, especially if you want to have any income coming in, you know, however small it is. I mean, like with Patricia, she started small. She started 10 years ago, but she's built this up to that she's now got a steady group of readers that are waiting for every book to come out. They download it. I think she sells them for $2.99, and they, you know, the money just, it rolls along, but it's because she's developed a series. Besides the fact she loves cats, and she actually based the first series off of one of her cats. So it can be successful. We know people that are doing this, and that's in the cozy mysteries, when mysteries is a part of it.
Right. Right. And cozy mysteries, cozy romance, cozy horror, which is like, you know, spooky, but not scary. Those genres specifically are big time ebook sellers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest market right now is the millennial generation, and 18 to 29 year olds, 42% of them read only ebook, because mm-hmm. they can read on their phone and they can, you know, they have tablets, whatever. So I think that when you're thinking about how do you promote your books, and when you're in production, where to put your books, that if you do leave out ebooks, you're missing it. Like, it's worth the extra cost to put together an ebook.
But ebooks aren't that expensive. If you have a professional designer laying out your print book, it's a simple export from InDesign to create an EPUB. It used to be hard because of Kindle and Mobi and the way they did everything. And it was a clunky program that they never fixed and finally just gave up on. But with EPUB, it's a cleaner look. It adapts really easily, and it takes supposedly less than 20 minutes for somebody to export it and check it to make sure it looks right. So that's worth every penny of that, because if you're doing it like what you said, Adana, there's a whole generation you're going to be losing as readers.
Right. And I want to, like, to go back to what you said in the beginning. I mean, from that initial, you know, export into EPUB, and the uploading it into platforms after that, I mean, there's no real cost for you as the author. Mm-hmm. So you're not only getting a percentage of, you know, post printing and all of that kind of stuff, you're getting a percentage of the entire sale. So, I mean, it would be silly to not go forward with that. I will say on Amazon, that if your book is priced under $2.99, might be $1.99, that you can only get 35% royalty instead of 70.
Right. But that's for your regular price. But for your promotions, you can lower it for the promotions to start gathering up, you know, so your name gets raised in the, you know, if you only do a promotion for 2 weeks, but it raises you in the algorithms, then you switch the price back. And it's really simple to go into your Author Central in the sales and change the pricing.
Right. Kindle also has a cool thing, which is called the countdown deal. So you can start it at free or 99 cents, and every day it adds like pennies back onto it until it's back at full price. And so they promote those because, you know, you have like this limited time to get an ebook at a cheaper price. And it sort of forces your readership into being like, man, I got to buy this book now before I lose this deal. Because every day from when you started, it goes up in price again.
Yeah. And you know, that's a great way to get people to rush in and say, hey, I better buy it now. You know,
especially if you have a newsletter or a decent social media following, if you promote it out there into your, you know, followership already, that you're like into your audience, that you're running a countdown deal, like it will funnel people there to try to get it before the price goes up every day.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. One thing I forgot to mention, we were talking about the book description and using keywords. For most of the, and correct me if I'm wrong, Adana, but I think you have to be able to do a 350 word description, which includes that 350 character plus spaces description of your book. That's the most that you can have. Or some of the promoters just, you know, pick up what they want off of Amazon. So that's it being able to condense your the core, the heart of your story and the action in your story into 350 characters plus space and spaces included, that's going to take you a long time, I would think, to work on, unless you've really condensed the core of your book into a 15-second pitch.
Yeah, so not all of them do that. Some of them have this restricted 350 character thing. I think like the Fussy Librarian is 900 characters, so essentially twice that. But if you can get your book description into this really dynamic, grabbing, attention-grabbing 350 character description, I use that when I'm doing promotions for clients across the board, because it doesn't need to be long. I mean, if you have condensed your pitch into this beautiful 350 characters, you can use that for every promotion that you're doing. Some of them pull their own information and create their own thing. You just put in the ASIN number from Amazon or a link, and you know, they pull that information themselves and put together their own. Some of them want you to do it because they want you to sell your story how you think it should be sold. But I think that if you can get a really good 350 character description, that's all you need.
Yeah.
It's a short paragraph. Sometimes it's really hard. I struggle with it sometimes to get this kind of perfect, you know, short couple of sentences to put into this box that is going to go out in a newsletter to people and make them want to read it.
Yeah. Besides your attractive, eye-catching cover, it's that description. I know I've sat here working on those too. And if you work in Microsoft Word, you go into where you do the word count, and then you can go over and it drops down and there's one characters and spaces. So you can get it right down. And it's like, well, if I change this, get rid of that and put a more dynamic but verb with less letters, you know, it's really fine-tuning it, because those dynamic verbs, they're so important at something like that, because that's what grabs people. They want to know what the action is.
And I will say, if people are not using some kind of program like Grammarly when they're working on this stuff, you're doing yourself a disservice. Because if you take something that you think is awesome and you throw it into Grammarly and it will restructure your sentence for you to read better for clarity, and it shows you how to make it better.
Oh, I love Grammarly. I'm a big fan. It's really helped me learn a lot of things. It brings up if you have a passive voice. It doesn't do punctuation and stuff like that. It really works at clarifying your sentences so that they're clearer, because you want the clearest communication.
Well, and you can set your audience. So you can say informal, email, you know, casual, inform. Like, you can set that every single time. So it is picking out its best form, I guess, for your audience.
Well, yeah. Like, if you want it very businesslike, it selects that, or you can go ahead and say, I want this to be creative. So it does that. It's perfect that way. And I really like it. I've grown to depend on it. In fact, if I'm doing some short email, sometimes I just write it in Grammarly, and then I don't have to move it out, you know, copy paste. I'll just put it into start in Grammarly. And I've actually think I've learned a lot more about grammar, much more than I knew before using it. We've been doing it about the last 3-4 years, just now and Grammarly integrates with Word, and it integrates with your emails and other things like that. So it really does help you all the way along. Okay, so let's wrap it up because I think it's something all of you should look into. If you have any questions, you're free to email us and ask. Dana will put this up on the website when you go on there, and we should put up Kindlepreneurs.
Yeah, I'll put in some resources so people can kind of check them out and see a little bit about what we do. You know, some of the vendors that we use and, you know, things like that. But I think that Dave's website, Kindlepreneur, is really a great resource if you are considering ebook promotion, and to see kind of what kind of budget you need. And yes, some of them are free, but they have very restrictive parameters for how you can use them as a free ebook promotion. Like if your book is priced at $5.99, a lot of those free ones you can't use. Because they're very discounted. And so I think that as the author, you have to decide how low you're willing to price that book and for how long to run campaigns.
Right. That's the whole thing. And a lot of his articles are very good on it. Also, I would say just sort of Google how to do ebook promotions. And there's many articles out there. Writer Digest has some. I've seen them in a lot of different IBPA picks up stuff about them from time to time. So there's lots of things out there. And, you know, I think it's worth the effort because it is such a big market. This is not a market to let go by you. When you're trying to sell books, you need to sell all formats.
I agree. And I wanted to say, when you look at book sales on the whole for 2023, it looks like book sales have declined. And I think it's really important to remember that in the 2.5-3 years of COVID, book sales were way, way up. But it was a bubble market because people were home and it's not a reality. But if you look at 2019 to 2022 and 23, like those stats, pre-COVID, post-COVID, book sales are up. So if you take away the years for ebooks and print books of COVID and just throw them away, because I don't think that they're real, because we had this, you know, everybody was home and had nothing else to do but read books.
Right. And it was huge. What was the number? I think 700% jump the first 4 months of when everybody was in lockdown. It was amazing. People got tired of binging and they started binging books.
Or they ran out of stuff to watch. I know we did. I mean, you know, there was a moment where I was like, I have watched everything on Netflix. Like there's no more things for me to watch at all. So, you know, then your only choice is to read. So I think if you look at statistics from 2019 and today, book sales are up, ebook sales are up. They just have declined from 2020 and 2021. But the reality is I read, so for 2027, so in 2012, the ebook market had 14.4 million active readers. And by 2027, that projection is to be 1.2 billion with a B active readers, which is, you know, it's a huge, huge market, a revenue of over 15 billion.
Yeah.
So
you want your little piece.
Yeah.
So our recommendation is go out and get it, study it, look at it, see if there's things. You know, if you can do it, we also have through our company, we can help you do it also if you need some help. But see what, learn about it, become an educated person. Remember, if you are an author, you're in the publishing business. It's a business, it's not a hobby. If you're just a hobbyist, that's fine. But if you want to really try and generate a following and generate sales, you need to look into ebooks in all ways.
I agree. And just to reiterate kind of the beginning of this is, I think that if you can spare $250 for ebook promotions, you can get a varied group of ebook promotions that you can span over 2 weeks or a month easily and have your book consistently going out into emails with promoters.
Right. And there's millions of people on those lists. So you're going to be getting in front of markets you would never reach any other way.
Agreed.
And these are solid ebook readers. So they're people you want. And then they start giving you reviews. This is what you really, really need to continue and grow your sales.
Yeah. And they follow you as an author. And I mean, it just grows your whole platform all together. I mean, it is really a kind of all-encompassing way to get your name out there, to get your books out there, to get your next book out there, because people have seen, even if they didn't buy or download your first book, the next time you do it, they'll remember that they saw your name. And, you know, it's just an expansive world and getting bigger every day.
Yeah. And marketing, as I always say, is 50% of being an author. You got to go out and you got to do it. And I think ebooks is one of the best ways to do it. So,
me too.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for being with us today. Be back with you in a couple weeks. Well, second and fourth Thursday. And hope you join us again.
Bye.
Bye.
Talking Book Publishing is brought to you by Writers and Publishers Network, a resource for writers and indie publishers at every level and offers tools to be successful in their writing career. Writers and Publishers Network.com.